mornings on WRHI.
All righty. Good morning. 52 degrees, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock right here on this cloudy Tuesday. But it's sunny in here. Glad to have you with us. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our AM 1340 listeners. Those also listening on the free WRHI app. Download it today. Those also watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103 and Facebook Live. The Detective Mike Doty Memorial Run, 5K, 10K, and Fun Run. Well, it's coming up on March the 14th. It's right around the corner. We're less than a month away. You need to go ahead and sign up now. This is going to benefit so many folks, including Keystone Substance Abuse Services. In the studio this morning, we have Malena Miranda and Alex Greenewalt. And ladies, thank you so much for joining us on Palmetto Mornings.
Thank you.
You two are like part of the family now. You're the family.
Glad to have you with us.
We partner with Keystone, of course, here at WRHI with our prom pledge, which is coming up. And where I know details are working. You guys are working frantically behind the scenes to get that ready. And you've got other things going on. But right now, our focus is on the Detective Mike Doty Memorial Run. Alex, let's give folks the details. It is Saturday, March the 14th.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah, I guess I'll take over that. Saturday, March 14th, it's at Walter Elijah Park in Fort Mill. If you go to raceroster.com and just search for Detective Mike Doty, you can get all of the information there. Sign-ups obviously are going till the day of. We are looking for volunteers. There's a volunteer tab, so please sign up if you're willing to help us out with that. I did want to take a second to thank the sponsors who were helping make this all possible. Of course, the 809 Foundation, Piedmont Medical Center, Founders Credit Union, Comporium, South State Bank, York County Sheriff's Office, and a new one that just tagged on is CapTech Solutions.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, if folks are nervous about running a race, a 10K or a 5K or a fun run, Malena, you can put them at ease because you're running your first 5K race.
I am doing my first race.
In this race?
Yes.
All right. So walk us through that thought process. Why did you want to do it? Maybe folks are on the fence and like, I don't know if I can do it. What would you tell them?
It's all for a good cause. We're trying to celebrate those who are in recovery. We're just all gathering together and let's do this. I mean, I was nervous. I really was. I was scared. But I said, we're going to do this for a good cause. We're going to just gather together as a big family and get out there and do it. But
That's
there is
awesome.
Other options if you don't want to run.
Such
if
as?
You are scared. There's sleep in for
the cause.
Notice
I ask about those.
There's sleep in for the cause. So you can register as if you were running and, you know, pay your registration fee, which comes to us. And you can sleep in and stay under your blankets and have your coffee.
Well, the running community is a very supportive community, to your point. So if you're nervous about running, get out there. People will encourage you. Volunteers along the route will encourage you. Mm-hmm. People will be there, whether they're running or you just have a lot of support. And for a 5K, which is about 3 miles, just think of what you can accomplish in 3 miles, what people go through every single day with their recovery. I mean, sometimes it seems long, sometimes it seems short, but just kind of keep that in mind. And that's a great way of phrasing it.
Absolutely.
Now, Alex, when I think of Keystone and a 5K, 10K, I think of the Joe Davis Memorial. Tell me about are you still supporting that? Is this kind of moving forward in the vision? Help us understand.
Yeah, so this is kind of moving forward, but also still honoring the Joe Davis family and making sure that they're still a huge part of why we do this race, which is celebrating recovery, getting those the health, hope, and healing that they need. So moving forward, we are hoping to continue on this tradition of the Detective Mike Doty Memorial Run with the blessing of the 809 Foundation.
It's really interesting, too, because when we think about Joe Davis, of course, he lost his life to an accidental overdose. And when we look at Detective Mike Doty's life, he was so instrumental in helping those that were doing their best to recover from addiction. But the result is the same. We've got a lot of addiction growing in terms of opioids and abuse. And this is an opportunity to learn more about that. I mean, it's not just a run. You have vendors out there.
Absolutely. We have a handful of vendors, and Keystone staff will be out there. We'll have our alumni. We'll have our peer support specialists, just our staff there that are our family, and we're opening up our arms and doors to everybody else to have the conversation, connect with us. And I'll let Mel share the great vendors that we've got kind of planned.
Well, obviously with our sponsors, they'll be out there, Piedmont, you know, sharing any kind of information that they have with the community. We do have, for supporting runners, we have the Celanese Chiropractic. They're coming out to kind of help out with massages and things and kind of revive our legs and such. So it's just the community coming together, which is, we're really looking forward to it.
We're speaking with the friends from Keystone Substance Abuse Services about the Detective Mike Doty Memorial Run. You've got a 5K option, a 10K option, a fun run option, and then you can even sleep in if you want to continue to help with the cause, but you don't want to run. And Alex, I know Detective Mike Doty was so close with Keystone, was instrumental in bringing Narcan to the area.
Yeah, absolutely. He kind of kicked off our Leon program, which is with law enforcement, getting them equipped with Narcan, training all the law enforcement on how to use and operate Narcan. Mm-hmm. And since then, they have administered hundreds of doses, mm-hmm. saved so many lives. And we know Detective Mike Doty was instrumental in that and really the founder of this program in our county.
I think it's important to point out what Narcan is. And sometimes when we say accidental overdose, of course, like you said, Lucas, the journey to overcome addiction is a daily decision, a daily struggle. And sometimes after recovery, if you slip, you actually, your body's not equipped to handle that, what you left off using, so you can overdose mm-hmm. accidentally. Narcan can save your life and give you another chance.
Right. It can give you another chance, multiple chances. The nature of addiction, it's so powerful. It's a disease of the brain. And it's important that we understand the science and the background of what's going on throughout our brain. And this Narcan can revive you. And sometimes you have to administer it a couple times. But we know with addiction that relapse is a potential, and not just once, not just twice. So that's why we make sure that understanding recovery, it's walking through the phase of life with each person. And if relapse happens, standing next to them and getting them the help so that they can get back into that long-term recovery.
You could do your part on Saturday, March the 14th, with the Detective Mike Doty Memorial Run. Again, 5K, 10K fun run, as well as a sleep option. Go ahead and sign up now, March the 14th. Alex and Milena, ladies, thank you so much with Keystone Substance Abuse Services.
Thank you.